Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, May 29th, 2022, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we studied the first category of death in the Bible, and that is spiritual death, which occurs at the moment of physical birth. We come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. Two real imputations. And in the status of spiritual death, we are under condemnation. Condemnation must precede justification. Because we come into the world under condemnation, that makes it possible for all of our personal sins to be reserved and placed on Christ and judged in Jesus Christ once and for all, so that anyone, any place, anywhere, through simple faith in Christ, can have the eternal salvation. The gift of eternal life, imputed righteousness. Now that brings us to category number two, positional death of the believer. That also occurs at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. It has to do with the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. At the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you are identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And that is the category number two, positional death of the believer. So a couple of points on that. One, while spiritual death occurs at physical birth, positional death occurs at the spiritual birth, regeneration, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ and being born again. So spiritual death occurs at physical birth. Spiritual death occurs at physical birth, positional death occurs at spiritual birth, regeneration, at the moment of faith in Christ. Two, positional death occurs through the baptism of the Holy Spirit at salvation. This is one of the ministries of God the Holy Spirit. He identifies you with Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And this is coming up in the book of Romans. This is Romans chapter 6. And as fast as we're going through it, we'll probably be in it next week. Oh, Operation Pinocchio. Positional death occurs through the baptism of the Holy Spirit as salvation. Turn over to Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. Romans chapter 6, let's start at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue under the sin nature, continue sinning, continue under the power of the sin nature, so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin, the sin nature. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ, Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, positional death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. So this is the baptizing ministry of God the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. At the moment you place your faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit identifies you with Christ in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. That is positional death. So three, positional death is also called retroactive positional truth, and this is the believer's identification with Christ in his death. So positional death is also called retroactive positional truth. Four, positionally we have died to sin, human good, and evil. Now we must do so experientially by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. That's positional death, a fantastic blessing that occurs at the moment of salvation. The category number three in death is the carnal death of the believer, or you can call it cosmic death. And it's also called temporal death, but right now we're carnal death of the believer. And this is very important to understand. We have a lot of Christians, and they are the walking dead. They're alive physically, they're Christians, but they're the walking dead. Why? Because they're out of fellowship with God. They're living their life by the sin nature. They're in carnality. They are living in Satan's cosmic system. They're physically alive and they're Christians in Jesus Christ. They will spend eternity in heaven. But right now on earth, they're the walking dead. And we have too many Christians that are the walking dead. And that is category number three, carnal death of the believer or cosmic death. So, one, the carnal death of the believer deals with three categories of failure. Three categories of failure: post-salvation sinning, post-salvation human good, post-salvation evil. What was the tree that Jesus Christ mandated that Adam not eat from? What was that tree called? Not the apple tree, you got that one down. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil. Satan is an expert on good and evil, and it's incorporated in his whole system. And the carnal death of the believer deals with three categories of failure: post-salvation sinning, post-salvation human good, post-salvation evil. Two, the carnal death of the believer is the subject of Ephesians 5:14. Ephesians 5:14 says, "Wake up, O sleeper." And I have to stop. I know Ryan works very hard. And whatever they're paying you, they're not paying you enough, but he works very hard. He does come by here with a street sweeper and honks when he goes by here. But when I was at Wazoo, actually I was at Dallas Theological Seminary, but I come home for the summers and I was working as a cement finisher. Marshall Nichols in Pullman had a concrete crew, and I went to work for him. I told him, "I know nothing about this, absolutely nothing." He said, "Not to worry, I'll teach you and train you." And so I worked during the summer on finishing concrete. Well, in the summer, it's hot. You don't want to finish concrete when the sun gets hot. It's too hard. So you start at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we started work at 4 o'clock in the morning and worked our tails off. And he loved me because I was a big guy, had a big wingspan, and get me out there with the trowel and the float. Well, anyway, I said, I will do whatever you want, wherever you want, but there's only one condition. You got to get me to the church on time. And he did. He was faithful. He always dropped me off. Sometimes dropped me off. I didn't have time to clean up. I had, they called it mud. It was cement on my face and on my arms. And I probably stunk to high heaven. And there was a side room. And I sat kind of in that. You could see Pastor Breckel, and Pastor Breckel can see you, but it's kind of away from the most of the people. And I was sitting there, and I was trying to keep my eyes open, and I couldn't do it, and I'm just falling asleep. And Pastor Breckel, who totally understands that type of work, but he says, stops his teaching, and goes, "Dick, that's okay. You go ahead and sleep. I know what kind of work that is. That is really hard work. You go ahead and sleep." And I couldn't sleep after he said that. Well, this is not talking about that here. Wake up, old sleeper. That's Christians out of fellowship with God. When are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up and come to your senses and get back in fellowship with God? We're not here that long. You're just messing up your whole life. You're sleeping. You're the walking dead. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead. Rise from the dead. What is that? That's carnal death. You rise from carnal death by acknowledging your sins to God, get back into fellowship with God, and start living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. You're out of fellowship. You're living by your sin nature. You're not living by the power of the Spirit of God. You're not living the spiritual life. You're living in Satan's cosmic system. You're not walking in light. You're walking in darkness. So he says, "Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead." Carnal death. 3. The carnal death of the believer may also be classified in 3 ways. Temporal death, which describes the believer out of fellowship with God. Temporal death describes the believer out of fellowship with God. Cosmic death, the believer is living in Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred, or both. And fragmented death, the believer is involved in degeneracy, either moral or immoral degeneracy. So the carnal death of the believer may be classified in 3 ways. Temporal death, you're out of fellowship with God. Cosmic death, you're living in Satan's cosmic system. Fragmented death, you're involved in either moral or immoral degeneracy. Point 4. Carnal death is described in many passages in the New Testament scriptures. First of all, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Verses 1 through 3. Now the Apostle Paul is the one who is writing this letter, and he's writing to Christians who have been believers for a long time. They're not just brand new believers. They've been believers for years and years and years. And they're still babies, spiritually. They're spiritual babies. And if you are living in carnal death, you can have been a believer for 20 years and you're still a spiritual baby. And that's what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. And the word he uses, For carnality is sarkinos. S-A-R-K-I-N-O-S. Now, sarks is the noun, translated often flesh, and it's for the sin nature. Sarks is used in the New Testament for the sin nature. Sarkinos is translated fleshly, that is, you're living by the power of your sin nature, you're carnal. You're living by the power of the sin nature. So he says, brothers, he's writing to Christians. Brothers, royal family, I could not address you as spiritual. You're not in fellowship with God. If you were spiritual, you would be living the spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit. The filling of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. Love summarizes all of them. That's virtue love. Joy, happiness, peace, reconciliation. The filling of the Spirit removes barriers. Peace is technical for reconciliation. The filling of the Spirit removes barriers. Doesn't build barriers. Doesn't create barriers. Doesn't cause quarreling and fighting and arguing. That's not the filling of the Spirit. That's the sin nature. So I couldn't address you as spiritual, but as sarkinos, carnal. And then he says, as mere infants in Christ, immature ones, you're spiritual babies. You've been believers for years, and you're spiritually your babies. I gave you milk, basic doctrine, not solid food, advanced doctrine, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you're still not ready for it. You are still carnal, sarkinos. And then how does he know that they're still carnal? For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, fighting among you, arguing among you, are you not sarkinos, carnal? Yes, you are. You're not in fellowship with God. You've been believers a long time, and you're in carnal death. You're the walking dead. This isn't Christianity. Christianity isn't quarreling, arguing, fighting with each other, butting head like a couple of bighorn sheep. No, I would like, that's what I ought to do with you in here when you get that. I'll make you get down and hit each other head on. Now, one thing that you won't fare too well, because you're not built like a bighorn sheep. Bighorn sheep, here's his head. His neck doesn't come out like that. No, his comes down like that and this. And he's got a big shock absorber right there behind his head. Big, giant shock absorber. And that's why they hit. They stand up, boom, and they hit each other. They don't break their neck because they got a giant shock absorber here. Now, you're not built that way. Your bone comes right here. You hit like that, and you got two broken necks. And now you're not in carnal death. You're in physical death, which is a blessing for everybody else. Jealousy and quarreling among you. Are you not carnal? Yes, you are. Are you not acting like mere unbelievers? Yeah, you can't tell these Christians from unbelievers. They're doing the same. This is what unbelievers do. In fact, I'll be real honest with you. I would rather be around unbelievers than many Christians that are in this category. Now, Debbie's dad now is a believer and he's in heaven. All the time that I knew him, he was an unbeliever. All the time he came here and heard the gospel and heard the gospel and heard the gospel, he was an unbeliever. But I'll tell you what, I would rather be around Debbie's dad than most Christians anytime. He had manners and thoughtfulness. He was kind. He never had mental attitude sins or sins of the tongue about others. And I knew he was an unbeliever, but I'll tell you what, he was a pleasure to be around. And I've been around some Christians who have been Christians a long time, and they are full of mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue and judging and slandering and maligning. And I don't want to be around that. I don't want to be around that. So this is called carnal death. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. Turn over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 15. Then, after lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. That's carnal death. That's temporal death. You're out of fellowship with God. Turn over to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 5. Now we have two categories of widows here. By the way, we have had some of the greatest widows. I have always loved the widows in this local church over the years. Deb and I, we just made it a point every month to take the widows out to a nice dinner, movie, and they were the best. They were the best of the best. They were spiritually mature believer widows. They were fantastic. We loved them. That's verse 5. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God. Puts her hope in God and continues night and day in prayer. These are fantastic winner believer widows. Their total confidence is in God, and they make the greatest prayer warriors. This is May Walker at Baraka for years and years and years. May Walker, she was in a wheelchair. She had 11 terminal illnesses. And they would... I know the people who were responsible for picking her up and bringing her to class. They were in Pullman for a while, and they pick up May and bring her to class and wheel her down the front, right in front of Bob. And that lady was one of the greatest prayer warriors of all time. And when she prayed, she nailed demons to the wall. And she said, I had dinner with her a couple of times, and she was a gem. She says, I have 11 terminal illnesses, but I'm still here because Bob needs me. I'm his prayer warrior. He needs me. And she, when I first introduced to her, it was Dick Olson. You're one of my boys. I go, ma'am, you're one of my boys. You're on the prayer list. I pray for you every day. I pray for all those people on the prayer list. I said, you know, I am truly honored. Now I know why things are going so well at Dallas Seminary. I got the greatest prayer warrior of all time praying for me every day. She knew the name of every person on that prayer list. That's a great widow. Now the next one, you don't want to be in this category. But, you don't want to come after the but. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Out of fellowship with God. Out of fellowship with God, living in the cosmic system. Turn over to Revelation 3. Revelation 3. Revelation 3, verse 1. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! You're out of fellowship with God. Turn over to Romans 8. Romans 8. I told you there's a lot of passages about carnal death. Because so many believers are in it. Romans 8, verse 6. The mind of sinful man is death. Carnal death. You're out of fellowship with God. But the mind controlled by the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is life and peace. Look over at verse 13. For if you live according to the sin nature, you will die. Carnal death. You're out of fellowship with God. But if by the Spirit, if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body and you will live. Now you're living the spiritual life. Turn over to 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death, carnal death, to life. How do you know that you're no longer in carnal death, but now you're living the spiritual life? Because we love our fellow believers with virtue love. We have impersonal love for all the royal family of God. And that's a demonstration that you're no longer in carnal death, but you're living the spiritual life that God has for you. We know that we have passed from carnal death to life because we love our brothers. Impersonal love for all. Anyone who does not love with impersonal love for all remains in death, in carnal death. You are in carnal death. So, it's a lot of passages in the Word of God that talk about this. And unfortunately, we're living in times of apostasy. We have a lot of Christians in America. Problem is, they're not growing up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They're not living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Virtue love is not being brought to completion in their heart. And they're the walking dead. They're Christians. They're going to be in heaven forever. But they're the walking dead because they're out of fellowship with God. All right? Well, we'll pick it up here next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.